Our Best Bank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
And we welcome you into the Lady Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home falls to Paragould tonight by a final score of 42-39. Hard fought there, especially at the end. A few lead changes between the two teams, but it was Paragould that came out with the victory at the end and to remain unbeaten in conference play. Let's take a look at the final numbers, the stats for tonight's game, brought to you by Strider Engineering. Mountain Home ended up with two players in double figures. Anna Grace Foreman led the way with 17 points, 13 on the night for Kate Gilbert, including going 8 of 8 from the free throw line, 7 for Addison Yates, and 2 for Peyton Husky. For Paragould, their leading scorer was Calissa Hollis with 13 points, 8 on the night for Taylor Beasley, 7 for Alex Springard, 6 for Kelsey Dupuis. Also, 5 for Blythe Benefield and 3 for Zoe Beasley. Mountain Home ended up with 11 turnovers in this game. Paragould with 12. And, for Mountain Home, no turnover probably hurt more than that. Toward the end of regulation. Paragould ended up with 12 turnovers again. Four lead changes in this game. No ties in this contest whatsoever. So with the loss, Mount Home is going to fall to 9-7 on the season, 1-2 in the 5A East. Paragould's going to improve to 13-3 and 3-0. So that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show and the girls' portion of our doubleheader. We will be back in about three and a half minutes and bring you the boys' portion of our broadcast in just a moment. Again, our final score tonight, Paragould defeating Mountain Home, 42-39. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Good time rock and roll, Classic Hits 101.7.